Welcome everybody. Shir number 1614. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemra Baron Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha and the Rufu Shalema Malka Yuta Bas Shendel. Okay, so I just want to talk a minute about, we're of course in the middle of the halachas of Muksa. We're working on the category of Chasaran Kis, Muksa Machmas Chasaran Kis, which is a high level of Muksa. In other words, it can't be moved for Gufay Makaymay as opposed to Klisha Malach Dele Isser, which we'll talk about. A Kli that falls under, a utensil that falls under the guidelines of Kalim Shemalach Dele Isser. That category could be moved for Gufay Makaymay, which we'll see how that works. Now, just to talk something which we spoke about in the past, a cell phone. It comes up all the time. Everybody nowadays has a cell phone. All various different types of cell phone, more expensive, the cheaper ones, and there's sometimes you can't get a certain one, sometimes a person a lot of information. Okay, whatever, be it as it may. But again, something that we spoke about, and we're trying to go through a little bit the sefer of Hilchos Shabbos that we mentioned last time in the Muksa section. So he brings down on page Kuf Pei Dalet, he says like this, we spoke about last time the Hakpada, the Muksa Machmas Chasaran Kis, he says is totally on the Bailim, right, which we saw from the Bir Halacha. As others mentioned that also in conjunction with the Bir Halacha, he brings it from the Magen Avraham, Machzis HaShekel, Pir Megadim. Okay, but be it as it may, so it's totally in the das of the Bayil. In other words, the owner of the, let's say in this case, the cell phone. How does he look at the cell phone? And that goes Lakula or Lachumra. In other words, it's just to take an example whereby we plug it into the intention of the owner of the cell phone, right? In other words, does he look at it like, yeah, whatever, my cell phone, yeah, my kids play with it, you know, that's what he says. Lefichach mishaloi makbid ala cell phone. Somebody's not makbid on the cell phone. So that's what he says. Lefichach mishaloi, somebody's not makbid on his cell phone. Hey, I'll give it to the kids sometimes. The kids play with it. They take pictures or whatever, you know. You see a lot of times people, kids are playing with the parents' cell phone. Parents is not, whatever. It's not like my level of murder, as they say. They don't want them to break it, but it's not like something they're so particular about. So then he says, no, then it would not be Einai Muksa Machmas Chasaran Kis. Now, there's an interesting way of looking at it, because let's say my cell phone, I don't want anybody playing with it. I have a lot of stuff on it, right? Let's say my shiurim, we have all the different things on it. Shiurim, people have lahavdol business things on it, whatever. So I don't want people touching my cell phone and playing with my cell phone. I don't want children playing with my cell phone. Let's say, for example, right? But somebody else, so somebody else doesn't care. So for me, So for example, like for myself, my cell phone would be Muksa Machmas Chasaran Kis for sure, because I'm very makbid. Somebody else, so even though I would take, let's say, this other person who lets the kids play with it, whatever, they're not so particular with the phone, whatever. Sometimes people have two phones, right? So even though I'm particular on my cell phone, if I take the other person's cell phone, let's say, Shabbos, we're not taking it, but I'm just giving an example. So for me, the status, the other person's cell phone for me would only be, their cell phone would only be, Kli Shemalach de Le'iser, which is a lower level of Muksa, meaning you could move it if you need the place. If it's in the place, we need the place, I have to sit and eat right here, and it's the cell phone sitting there. So it makes a difference. If my cell phone is sitting in the place, let's say I'm sitting down to eat in the table and there's a little shtickle where I eat, it's Shabbos, and that's my place, I need this place. So I'm sitting down to learn, it's on my desk, and I need the place for Sfarim, I need the place, finish. So if it's Kli Shemalach Dele Isser, if it's the other person's cell phone who's Bechlal not Makbid, so then I myself could actually take it and move it away, right? You put it on the side, even with my hands. But if it's my cell phone, right, so going, again, assuming, let's say, in a case in time whereby me, I'm makbid on mine, but the other person is not makbid. So on my cell phone, on the other person's cell phone who's not makbid, since it's Kli Shemalach Dele Isser, I could mamish move it away because I need that place right over there where I'm going to be sitting. Or it's on my chair, I have to sit down, whatever the case is. So, but let's say my cell phone, which I am makbid on, right, again, we're looking at the same person. Let's say in this case, myself, for example, example, right? So I'm makbid on my cell phone. Nobody should move it. So for me, my cell phone is klishim alach d'leser. So now let's say my cell phone would be on the chair and I need the place. I would not be allowed to move it with my hands. I would be allowed to move it with my elbows, let's say tilta bagufai, which is a different thing we'll talk about. So that you could do. But to move it with my hands, you would not have the heter of machmas gufai. So it's a very interesting way of looking at this. Very interesting. A cell phone is something that everybody has, comes up all the time, and sometimes the person forgets. They leave it here, they leave it there. Now it's on my chair, I have to sit. What do I do? Right? So how do I work the situation? We'll talk about shaking it off, but I don't want to talk about shaking it off right now. There's halachas of shaking it off. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But many times a person does not want to shake it off. They don't want it to break. I mean, that nobody wants it. Falls down the floor, could break, whatever. So that's not, let's put that aside for now. But we're talking about moving it with your hands. So again, just to sum up what we have from today, how different this, two different cell phones could be. My cell phone, let's say a makbid, will be chasar in case. I would not be allowed to move it if I need a place with my hands. I can move it begufai with my elbows or whatever, right? But somebody else's cell phone, let's say that other person is not makbid bechlal, they'll let the kids play with it, whatever, they couldn't care less. So then their cell phone, I myself would be allowed to move with my hands if I need a place, because it's klisha malach de l'iser. Even though on my cell phone I am makbid. So it's a very interesting way. That's how he brings it down. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Okay, we'll go more into the subject next shir. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.